The state of Utah is reputed to have some of the most confusing and restrictive liquor laws in the country, but a recent federal court decision is forcing the state to loosen up just a bit. For example, it's now legal in Utah for servers in restaurants to utter the words, "May I get you a drink?" That may not sound like much, but the changes are sending shockwaves through the state. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
All over Utah, people are hearing words in restaurants not legally uttered since before Prohibition.
I had the experience myself. Yesterday, I went to a restaurant that I've been going to for years, and I sat down and she said, "May I get you a drink?" I was stunned.
Greta Ballinger DeYoung is editor and publisher of Catalyst, a monthly magazine. DeYoung sued the state of Utah 5 years ago because she couldn't print ads for wine or liquor or restaurant ads noting alcohol is served. It was also illegal to simply offer restaurant patrons wine or liquor lists or post them outside restaurant doors.
Remember the old bumper sticker, "Legalize Adulthood in Utah"? That's really what it's about, the ability to make decisions for oneself. I think that's been the crux of the biscuit all along here. And there has been certainly a portion of the population here who has been hindered in making intelligent decisions for themselves.
Until last month, when a federal appeals court in Denver ruled that Utah's limits on alcohol advertising violate First Amendment guarantees of freedom of speech. A restraining order now temporarily suspends those limits.
One is given an opportunity to be an adult and say yes or no, as you wish. And I say, I'll drink to that.
The old rules had this rationale, says Nick Hales, chairman of Utah's Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission.
Protection of underage drinking and an attempt to avoid overconsumption.
And how did those restrictions foster those goals?
Obviously, no one advertises unless they want an increased sale of their product. That's the whole basis of advertising. And I believe the philosophy has been in the past that limiting advertising will help limit consumption.
The application of that philosophy is unique in Utah because almost all the people who write, implement, enforce, and interpret the state's liquor laws don't drink. In fact, they believe drinking is morally wrong, socially destructive, and unhealthy. At least that's what their church teaches. All but one of the members of the Liquor Commission, 90% of the state legislature, all of the justices on the state Supreme Court, and most of Utah's federal judges are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, better known as the Mormon or LDS Church. Nick Hales of the Liquor Commission is among them.
About 70% of the state of Utah is LDS. Any public commission needs to be reflective of the general public. In our statutory scheme itself, the mandate from the legislature is to protect the rights of the non-drinkers and make alcoholic beverages reasonably available to those who choose to drink.
But many drinkers believe regulators go too far in protecting non-drinkers.
The liquor laws are viewed as an extension of the dominant culture, telling other cultures of the state, otherwise decent, God-fearing people, that we're going to do it our way or no way.
Jay Shelady is the imbibing non-Mormon editor of the Salt Lake Tribune.
Mormons view Utah with sort of a very sacred tie to the state, a very spiritual tie to the state, something like Jews have with Israel and many Indian tribes have with sacred lands. This was what they referred to as the land of Zion. It was a holy land. So I think it's understandable that good Mormons would not want to see their holy land desecrated or at least infiltrated with many of the things that they hold abhorrent.
In fact, Mormon leaders employ the former chair of the Liquor Commission as their anti-alcohol lobbyist. He and church leaders declined requests for interviews, but they've issued two statements. One notes that a majority of the state's citizens do not consume alcohol, and then asserts that their rights and interests cannot be forgotten. Another more recent statement promises church monitoring and input as the Liquor Commission considers replacing the rules rejected in court. They have 120 days to do that, and they better be careful, says Brian Barnard, the civil rights attorney who filed the liquor lawsuit.
Regardless of what the Liquor Commission does within the next 120 days, or regardless of all the public opinion that is expressed, at the end of that comment period, the new rules are still going to have to comply with the First Amendment, and the mere fact that certain people may be offended by the consumption or the advertising of alcohol is not going to change the First Amendment analysis of that situation.
If the relaxed rules stick, journalists covering next winter's Olympics will have a little less ammunition as they try to write stories about unconventional liquor laws and Mormon influence over life in Utah. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.